Don't worry, I'm not going out. We haven't finished just yet. It's time for a story here today. And I thought I would come to you because I have lots of questions today that I'm hoping you can help me with. But first of all, I want to read just one verse or a couple of verses of Scripture from Luke chapter 2. Now, this is when John the Baptist's mummy and daddy, whenever he was born, his dad, Zacharias, made this proclamation. He said that the Savior has come through the tender mercies of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. Now, at this time of year, we see that there's something special happening. Can anybody tell me what it is? Yes. Christmas, that's right. And what's so special about Christmas? Who knows? Well, yes, but well, we're thinking about Christmas. What happened to do with Christmas? He was born, that's right. You got to the end of the story. But the Lord Jesus Christ was born at Christmas. Or at least that's the time of year that we remember his birth. Now, I hope you've been reading your Bibles and you've been singing some of the names, but there's a lot of names that are given to Jesus. Okay, can anybody think of any of the names given to Jesus? Yes. Emmanuel, yes, that's a lovely one. Who knows what Emmanuel means? Yeah. Yes, that's right. God is with us. Can anybody think of any other names? The Lord, yes, that's right. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Christ? Yes, that's right. Jesus is the Christ. He is the Messiah. Any other names? The Savior of the world, that's right. And a very important name. He is the one who has come to seek after and save that which is lost. We can't forget about you over here. Well, maybe exhausted some of the names. Can you think of any of the other names to do with Jesus? Pardon? Noel, yes, okay. Any other? Messiah, yes, he is the Messiah, the one who would come to lead his people to God. But there's one that I read out in that passage earlier that Zacharias had spoken about, and this great prophecy that he made of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did anybody, were you listening carefully? Did you get it? It referred to Jesus as being the day spring from on high. Now, I wonder, does anybody know what a day spring is? We'll ask the older ones, what's a day spring? Maybe you aren't up early enough in the morning to see a day spring. Okay, well, a day spring is whenever the sun rises. Has anybody ever seen the sunrise in the morning? Yes. What happens before the sun rises? The world is in? Well, no, before the sun rises? It's all dark, that's right. And the darkness isn't good, is it? You can't go out and play in the dark, can you? You can't open your presents in the dark. No. You can't try and pour the milk into your cereal in the dark, can you? No, these things just don't work. Darkness isn't good. We don't like the darkness. So what do we do whenever it's dark? We go to? Yep. Well, yes, you're getting to the end of my story. Just let me, I'll get there in a wee second. Yes. We go to bed, that's right, we go to bed, because we can't really do things in darkness. And if you get up in the night and you need to do something, what do? You turn on a light, that's right. So the darkness isn't good, is it? No, we don't like the darkness. Well, the Bible says that before Jesus came into the world was in darkness. And the darkness isn't very good. And it says that men and women and boys and girls were living in darkness. Now, that doesn't mean that there was no light in the actual world, but it means spiritually, in their hearts, there was darkness. And God says it's not good that men and women and boys and girls live with darkness in their hearts. I want to bring light into their hearts. Isn't that a very nice thing that God has done? Looking to bring light into our hearts? Well, just boys and girls, whenever the morning time comes, we need the sun to rise. And that is called the day spring, whenever the sun rises, or the dawn. And we need the sun to rise, and whenever the sun rises, it brings light. That's right. It brings light. And whenever it brings light, we can see things clearly, can't we? We can't read a book in the dark, can we? No, it's very hard to read a book in the dark. Yes, unless you're an owl or a cat or a fox or something like that. But then again, they can't read. So it's very hard to do things in the dark. So that we need light to rise. Well, God is saying that he has sent a light into the world. And that is what Zacharias is saying in his prophecy. The day spring, the dawn has arisen. But where did he say the day spring has arisen from? Let me read it to you again. The day spring has risen from on high. That means it's come from heaven. The light of the world has been sent from heaven. Isn't that amazing, boys and girls, that God has sent light into the world? Why did God have to send light into the world? Yes. Yes, so we can see spiritually, yes. But why do we need light? That's right, to light up our hearts. And why do our hearts need light in them? That's right. The Bible says that our hearts are full of sin, that we have sinned against God, we have broken his laws, we have told lies, we haven't listened to mommy and daddy, we haven't loved God with all of our heart, we have coveted, that is, desired those things that belong to other people. The Bible says that we have sinned, and because we have sinned, we are in darkness, so we need light to come into our hearts. Now, John or Zacharias says that Jesus Christ is the day spring from on high. So listen, let's think of this very carefully. If Jesus is the light that came into the world, but we rejected that light, would that light come into our hearts? No. You imagine it's shining brightly outside, but you don't open the curtains. Will the light get into your room? No, it won't. You need to open the curtains in the morning and let the light in. Well, so, boys and girls, it's the same with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not enough just to know that Jesus Christ has come to be the light of the world. We must receive him as the light for our darkened souls ourselves. So how do we receive Jesus? How do we receive him as the light of the world? Yes. That's right. Yes, we have to ask him into our heart. What do we have to ask him to do? To forgive our sins. That's right. You see, boys and girls, we can't have Jesus in our heart if we're not asking him to forgive our sins. Asking him to forgive our sins must come first. We must see that we have committed all those awful crimes against God, and we need him to forgive us. And we must believe upon him. So we must ask for forgiveness, and we must believe. Now, at this time of year, we tend to think of Jesus coming into the world. Where did he come into the world? In a stable, yes. In a town called
Bethlehem.
That's right. Very good. But it wasn't enough, boys and girls, that Jesus came into the world, was it? You imagine if Jesus just came as a baby into Bethlehem and then he left. What would that have been bringing light into our souls? No. Because, boys and girls, Jesus had to do something when he came into the world. Did he have to be good? Yes, well, he did have to be good. But he had to be good on our behalf because we couldn't be good. So Jesus lived the good life that we couldn't live. So that's what Jesus did. So do you think whenever Jesus was a little boy that he said no to mommy and daddy? Do you think he ever stomped his feet at mommy and daddy? Do you think he ever said, I'm not tidying my room? No. No. Jesus was the best behaved child that there ever was. He didn't do that. Well, we're going to look at some of these things tonight, but I'll ask you these questions this morning. Thinking about Jesus as a little boy, do you think Jesus had to learn to read and write? Remember, he's God and he's also man. Did he have to learn to read and write? No? Well, you have to come back tonight because I'm going to give the answer away tonight. So you'll have to come back later and find that one out. But Jesus grew up as a little boy to become a man. And then was that his work finished? No. What else did he have to do? I keep forgetting about you over here. So Jesus, he grew up as a little boy. He became a man. And in order to bring light to darkened sinners, what did he have to do? Where did he have to go? The cross. Where did he have to go? The cross. That's right. Yeah. But I think they've been sleeping whenever I've been asking you all the questions. I'll have to ask them more questions. So Jesus, he came into the world to be the light of the world. But it wasn't enough that he was just here. He had to do something. He had to live a perfect life, which he did on our behalf. The perfect life that you and I would fail to live. And then having lived that perfect life, he did something else. He had to do this to bring light to our darkened souls, to be our day spring, our dawn. He had to go to the cross. Now, the devil didn't want him to go to the cross. The devil tried to kill Jesus. Do you remember when Jesus was a baby? There was a really wicked man who ordered the death of all the babies. What was his name? Yes? No, it wasn't Pharaoh. Herod, that's right. Herod ordered the death of all the babies. He wanted to kill Jesus. That was the devil's attack, trying to kill Jesus. Throughout his life, the devil sought to kill Jesus, to stop him from going to the cross. But he couldn't stop him. The Lord Jesus Christ, he was arrested. He was sentenced to death. He was made to carry that cross up a hill called Calvary. And as the Lord Jesus Christ was nailed to that cross at Calvary, here's what happened. Darkness came in the middle of the day. About this time of day, about 12 o'clock, darkness came for 3 hours in the middle of the day. Has that ever happened to you? You've been at school, 12 o'clock, you go out for lunch to play in the playground, and then darkness just comes. Have you ever seen that? Well, God sent darkness upon the earth that day because God the Father would punish God the Son for the sins of all his people. So the Lord Jesus Christ, during those 3 awful hours of darkness, boys and girls, he was made to be sin for us. Would you like to be punished for something that somebody else did? No. If I stole somebody's bike and you got punished for me stealing that bike, would that be a good thing? No. Well, that's what happened to Jesus at the cross. He was punished for sin, but was he punished for his sin? No. Was he punished for our sin? Yes, he was. Now, isn't that a lovely thing that Jesus did? In going to the cross, he was punished for our sin. He was made sin for us. And during those 3 hours of darkness, the Lord Jesus Christ was punished for our sin. And then the darkness ended. There was a big earthquake and graves in the ground opened and people came out of the graves. And Jesus said this one word, finished. Finished. His work of redemption, our salvation, is finished because he paid for our sin. And then on the third day, he rose again from the dead, having defeated death for us and for all his people. So we don't need to fear dying. We don't need to fear eternity because Jesus has died for our sin. Well, thinking back to this word, dayspring. Jesus is the dayspring, the light of the world. And we need this light, boys and girls, and mummies and daddies and grown-ups too. We need this light. It's not enough just to know about the light. We need the light within us. So how do we receive this light? We do so by faith, by coming and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting him as our Savior, as the one who came and paid the penalty for our sin. We come and receive him as the light. Because if we don't have Jesus as the light of our hearts, the light of our souls, then that means we're still in sin. We're still in darkness. That's what it means. Oh dear, right. Okay. Yeah. Is this a question or a story? I missed the question. Did God make all those things? Yes, God made everything. That's good. I was worried that was going to be a hard question, but that was an easy one. Yes, God made everything. He made the plants and the animals and the creatures. And on the first day, God made light and
darkness.
Very good. God made all these things. And here's another name that is given to Jesus. We were thinking earlier about the names Emmanuel, and that's one of the names, and about Messiah and Savior and Lord. We were thinking about those names. But this is an important name of Jesus, the day spring, the dawn of the day. So every day, whenever you open your eyes and you see that there's light coming in through the curtains, whenever you pull back the curtains and you see that the sun has risen, that should remind us of Jesus, because Jesus is the day spring. He is the dawn. But it's not just enough to know that he is that. We must know that he is our day spring, that he is our dawn, that his light of his salvation has risen in our hearts. Because boys and girls, Jesus didn't come just to show us how to be good. He came to save our souls. And at this time of the year, at this Christmas time, that's what we must remember. Jesus gives the greatest present of all, and it's the present of salvation. It's the present of light in our darkened hearts. He came, boys and girls, to bring us from darkness into light. That's good. That's what Jesus came to do. And let us ever remember that at Christmas time.